obsessed with all things ovine, there is seriously something about sheep and always something new to learn about keeping, breeding and farming them. Welcome to the Sheep Show podcast. I'm Jill Noble from Holston Valley Farm and Sheep Stud and your host. The Sheep Show podcast exists to help you, no matter where you are in the world, what sheep you breed, what size your flock is. This podcast will help your sheep knowledge and your shepherding confidence grow. And it's a two-way street. I love to hear from you and find out how your sheep journey is going. Contact me via Instagram at Holston Valley Farm or via email jill@holstonvalleyfarm.com.au. Come along on this episode as we explore the amazing world of sheep and sheep farming together. Let's explore sheep grazing behavior. Now, a recent conversation I had with my dad actually talked about how difficult it was to house sheep and keep sheep indoors. And this really gets us thinking, I suppose, that they are designed to be outdoors. They're designed to graze on pasture. But how do they actually do it? What is their sort of approach to grazing pasture? And there is a word for it, which is crepuscular. Crepuscular pattern. There you go. I think that's saying it right. I'll spell it for you and I'll put it in the show notes anyway, but it's C-R-E-P-U-S-C-U-L-A-R, a crepuscular pattern. I'm getting good at this. And that is the pattern that they have to their grazing activity, which means that, and I've actually observed this and I'm sure you have too, they are active around twilight. So they have peak times of proper grazing, which is after dawn and then from late afternoon to dusk. Now, in some regions, depending on the climate, most of their grazing is done during the day. So if the climate is more temperate, I suppose most of their grazing is done during the day, but they will still have peak times at twilight or just before dawn and dusk. I don't know about you, but I've seen this before when, for example, let's say you get up at a reasonable hour for us and go for a walk before breakfast. So maybe you go for a walk at 7 or so in the morning and the sheep are all out eating. And then you go out again at 10 and you think, oh, they're breakfast. They're sitting down. Obviously, it depends on what time twilight is for you. So bear that in mind. It's going to be different. But it is really interesting. Like generally, I will see them sitting down at 9 or 10 o'clock. Wherever we might be, they are having a nice little siesta. And they bear in mind, they do sort of oscillate between eating and ruminating. They only sleep 4 hours a day, sheep. Only about 4 hours a day. So they don't sleep very much, but they do rest a lot. So this is their sort of their pasture. And it's really interesting just to sort of think about that. when it comes to grazing times, how many hours do they actually graze a day? It seems to be very similar to cattle. And that is from 6 to 13 hours a day grazing, averaging about 9 hours a day. And adult sheep are about the same as well. Now, obviously, depending on the environment you're in, it can change the plant. So the photosynthesis that's happening in the plant, and that can also make a difference in terms of nutritional quality and density of the plant. Generally, the plants increase their nutrition quality and density in through the afternoon due to the photosynthesis that actually happens in the plant, or photosynthetic activity. Gee, there's a lot of big words in this podcast, isn't there today? Generally, I'm much more down to earth than this, but these are some big words for us to sort of digest. I will put them all in the show notes in case my crazy accent has got you really stumped at this point. So they will be all written down for you as well. So it's really interesting just to look at this. And obviously, there are some individual factors that also make a difference. So what's happening in the environment? What's the weather like? Like, we had recent 3 days of like 39 degrees here recently. And definitely my sheep were in this propescular pattern of grazing where they would graze really early in the morning and then just hide out all day and graze in the evening. I think I've talked about this on previous podcasts where we talk about moving sheep at different times of the day and just not even going near them in the heat of the day, unless you want to check on their water or something like that. I mean, that's probably a good idea in some instances. But they're not going to be wanting to sort of eat or come to you or move or those sorts of things when it's hot, yeah, when it's hot and they're really wanting to be hiding out under the shade. And again, understanding these grazing patterns, it really helps us to understand those peak times of the day. But all these things can play in together to impact and affect how long the animal actually grazes for as well. You might also be aware, and again, I'm sure you're not surprised, but sheep avoid the grass around their manure. And we don't quite know why this is. I know Gary has some theories around high levels of ammonia and rankness and things like that. But it could also be around parasites as well. It's really interesting sort of phenomena just around how they really sort of avoid that area. And then you may see it in the pasture growth when it comes back. And you may, if you are a subscriber, you might have listened into my podcast, which was called What I Learned from the Experts. And when I had these experts come to my farm and they looked at a paddock and I asked them what they thought, I asked them, do you think I moved the sheep out at the right time? And they remarked, yes, because see this area here that was in a dung patch. That is still there, still fresh looking. And the animals have not been forced to eat it. And they generally don't like being forced to eat it, but they will if they've got nothing else. So really watching, I suppose, that behavior and just knowing what it's like. Again, there might be lots of reasons for that, but we do know that they really don't like being having to eat that particular grass around any sort of manure. Sometimes we do think that sheep and goats tend to be similar in terms of the way that they eat, but it actually is quite different. And what you find is that although they have some similarities, the approach or the preference that they would have is quite different. So goats tend to prefer more shrubs. It's like 60% of their diet would be shrubs, whereas sheep is about 10%. Goats and sheep similar in terms of herbs, so sort of broadleaves or herb plants. Sheep is about 30% of their diet, and for goats is about 20. And then grasses, sheep 60 and goats 20. And this is from a particular piece of research. I'll pop it in the show notes anyway. Moreno and Mitzi from 2008. Now, what actually is going on really in terms of the way that they eat is got to do with more of their the shape of their mouths and the way that their mouths are designed. And if we sort of compare the animals, so if we sort of compare sheep to cattle first, sheep have a narrower mouth and more flexible lips than cattle. So they can be more selective in their grazing and they take individual bites. Cattle tend to have a very, very flexible tongue and they wrap their tongue and they use their tongue to almost rip the grass off, yeah, off the stem. So generally like longer grass is cows can really cope with it, whereas with sheep, because they take individual bites, less so. With goats, they have quite developed upper lips and that allows them to sort of pluck leaves without actually being impacted by thorns. So it's quite sort of amazing the way all of their sort of lips have been designed to sort of fit their species, if you like. Goats also tolerate more bitter feeds than sheep and, of course, also then consume more of the shrubs and plants and so on, as we've just talked about. Sheep tend to graze by performing or looking at things visually. So they look at the pasture and then they'll sort of assess it all. They'll look at the height and then they'll move in search of what they think might be better forage. So they'll sort of hunt around and look for it and explore it all as part of what they actually need. And then they will sort of seek out their own individual nutritional requirements. Sheep generally are more selective in terms of what they need. And they also prefer greener, more moisture containing feed rather than drier feed if they have a preference. Although, of course, hunger will mean that they will just eat anything. Yeah. We're actually just starting to rain here where we are now, but it has not rained here for a month, which is a very long time for us. Well, 6 weeks is really a very long time for us, but we do get a lot of rain. But my sheep have actually been eating like grass hay. Now, it is pretty nice grass hay that I have been feeding them, but I have really never seen them eat grass hay before. But hey, listen, they're all very happy to have it. They're really happy to have it. So they really will go for anything that's a bit more juicy and it's got a little bit more sort of green to it. And that is much, much preferred. They'll also choose things that are the texture is palatable and familiar and again generally green. So that's their preference. Although the forage, very much their selection is based on what they've had in the past. So again, I think this is one of the reasons why some sheep don't adapt all that well or take a long time to adapt all that well to new environments, because they're just thinking, where's my normal food? I want what I normally have. Where would I find that? I'll just keep hunting. I'll just keep walking. I'll just keep looking. And they don't find it. And then therefore they are sort of negatively impacted. And by the time they've realized, oh, actually we're not in Kansas anymore. Hi to anyone from Kansas. As soon as they realize they're not in Kansas anymore, they will kind of, all the food will be gone. Yeah, all the food will be gone. So it could also explain why those sheep don't adapt because of that sort of familiarity in the environment to the food that they are expecting to get, the food that they've always got in the past, but the food that's actually not there anymore for them. They will also tend to, even though they will keep their distance, they will tend to, some sheep are more likely to do this than others, but they'll tend to flock. So they'll tend to be feeding with a friend or be feeding with a little group or whatever it might be. All sheep will do this. Some sheep will tend to feed in a mob, like a much larger group. I know the sheep we have, they tend to sort of go in little friendship groups, so twos or threes or fours, rather than sort of 20 or 30 or 40 or 50. So again, they They like to have a bit of space, but they do like to be able to sort of have others, the sheep, around them when they're grazing. And of course, that gives them that sort of sense of security as much as anything else. When you have a sheep, and I've talked about this before, I know, but where you have a sheep on its own, it generally displays the sort of anxious signs and confusion, and they don't quite know where to walk or where to look or where to find their friends or whatever it might be, and they're really feeling out of sorts. And of course, that's not going to be conducive to good grazing. If you're interested just in terms of, are there any differences even within sheep? So what they've found is that they describe them as hair sheep, but I think this would be more broadly shedding sheep. They would have a higher intake of the shrubs. They actually quite like shrubs and legumes. Maybe that's, again, just an indication of the plant's composition and all of that sort of thing. But they tend to, that those type of sheep tend to prefer those sorts of shrubs, whereas more dual purpose or wool sheep tend to prefer smaller plant species. So that's an interesting little sort of grazing habit sort of feature that might impact them as well. So again, this research, I'll pop it in the chat function for you as well, or the show notes as well, just so you can sort of see where a lot of this is actually coming from. And if you wanted to sort of investigate it a bit more yourself, you can. And then in terms of a difference between animal age, we've already talked about the fact that sheep and goats are more selective than cattle in terms of what they eat. Although bear in mind, some sheep will tend to have that desire for the shrubs or the herbs that are in the plants. Herbs would be things like plantain and chicory, for example. But younger animals tend to be even more selective when compared with older animals. So the younger animals will tend to want the best sort of quality food. And again, isn't it interesting just to think that maybe there's something sort of, some sort of selection process going on there where the younger animals are thinking, I'm going to be really selective because I don't want to die. I'm going to be really selective because I need to grow. I'm going to be really selective because I really need as much vitamins and minerals as I possibly can to make it through my sort of first, say, 12 months of life. So really interesting just to sort of see that sort of difference even within sheep between older animals and younger animals as well. And just in terms of just some grazing behavior times, this is a little bit different research, but it's telling us that of a daylight hour, sheep will stand for 86% of the day and lie for about 14% of the day, which is very, very similar to other animals. Very similar to goats, very similar to cattle, almost identical to cattle based on this particular research. And then when it comes to their activity during their hours grazing, they would spend 72% of their time grazing, browsing, like walking around, sort of nibbling at things, 7%, ruminating 8%, and idle, I think idle slash potentially resting, sleeping, but not ruminating, 13%. Again, pretty similar to cattle. Goats are a little bit different because they browse like 45% of the time. That's how curious goats actually are, but quite interesting. And cattle just don't browse at all. They're either grazing or ruminating or sleeping or idle. So that would be the only significant change there. So, yeah, very interesting just in terms of what they do during the day and And again, you know, a lot of us, you know, when we're out and about, we sort of pick up on these things, but often it's hard to really know what exactly is typical, what exactly is to be expected, what is usual slash normal. Bear in mind, there are going to be some differences, particularly with climate, feed on offer, and breed can differ as well. And of course, as we've talked about, age can differ a little bit too. That can impact the nutritional requirements that that particular animal might have. So yeah, lots of different things to think about for these sheep that really are best outdoors. And designed to live outdoors, designed to graze, and then what they typically do and how naturally, I suppose, grazing comes to them, and also, I suppose, how we can support that by providing them with opportunities to graze and also space to ruminate as well, so that they can actually sit down and enjoy that. And also being aware of that pattern where they will graze early in the morning and graze in the evening. So being aware of that too, when we are thinking of working animals or just managing animals, or even if we are hard feeding animals, I think that's a good thing to think about. You know, when is the better time for us to feed them early in the morning, in the evening, and then encourage that sort of natural rhythm of their digestion rather than perhaps feeding them at odd intervals, unless, of course, you don't have any choice, which, of course, bear in mind, you know, this is all in a whatever is realistic for you. But most of the time, we want to try and keep it as natural to the possible grazing patterns that that animal would actually have when it's out in the wild. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sheep Show podcast. Please take a moment to share this episode via your podcast app, email, or social media channels. Each share helps us reach listeners just like you who can benefit from our sheep-focused content. Let me know how your sheep journey is going. Contact me via Instagram at Holston Valley Farm or via email, jill@holstonvalleyfarm.com.au. Until next time, sheep well.